Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about zulm and oppression. Specifically, it is about oppressing somebody who has no helper, you know, besides God, any who's helpless and who does not really have any, you know, helper or assistant or any kind of a way to protect him and defend him from your oppression besides God. You know, it has been narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The wrath of Allah is indeed severe on one who wrongs somebody that has no one to help him apart from God." And it seems that this is a very important and significant for the Aimma alayhi salam, you know, conveying the idea that this is a grave sin, and they wanted to advise us not to do this. Because in the hadith we want to recite for you today, Imam Baqir alayhi salam narrates that when his father, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, was approaching death, right? This is so death is a very, you know, significant time. This is the end of one's life. You know, if somebody says something at the time of death, it obviously indicates that this the thing he's saying and telling others is very important for him. The Imam says that when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was approaching death, he hugged him close to his chest and said, "Oh my son, I'm advising you of the same thing that my father advised me in his will when he was approaching death." And so Imam Baqir says, Imam Sajjad said that his father, so Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, advised him about this, and the same thing that he said his father advised him, meaning Imam Ali alayhi salam advised Imam Hussein the same thing. What was this advice? It was this: "Oh my son, ya bunayya, iyaka wa zulma man la yajidu alayka nasiran illallah. Oh my son, beware of wronging the one and oppressing the person who has no helper against you besides Allah." And in fact, you know, in some hadiths, the severity of the punishment which is perpetrated on such a pressure, on such an oppressor, is mentioned. Imam Ali was once asked, "Which sin hastens punishment down on its perpetrator the fastest?" To which he replied, "He who wrongs somebody that has no helper save Allah. He who repays bounties with negligence and laxity, and he who displays arrogant and intimidating behavior towards the poor." These are some of the sins which hasten punishment and which bring punishment down upon their perpetrators very quickly. One of which is the sin we were talking about today, which is oppressing somebody who doesn't have anybody to defend him besides God. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the sin of oppression in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد